Senator Kelly Loeffler donates entire $38,000 fourth quarter Senate salary to 10 charities. By Hannah Blow on November 24, 2020. Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler, R., who will face Reverend Raphael Warnock, D., in the forthcoming January 5 runoff, donated all her fourth quarter salary to 10 charitable organizations, benefiting various programs and centers focused on assisting children, the homeless, and struggling families. Loeffler made good on her pledge to donate her salary to charitable organizations, donating her fourth quarter $38,000 salary to 10 charities, giving $3,800 to each. This quarter, the senator gave to a variety of organizations that are helping those in need across the state of Georgia. These include a Christian adoption agency, a foster care center, a community home, and a women's center, among others. Charitable organizations and nonprofits embody the best of Georgia and the best of America, and they play a critical role in fostering thriving communities across our state, Loeffler said in a statement. This quarter, I'm proud to donate my salary to 10 Georgia-based organizations that are on the front lines lifting Georgians up and providing life-changing resources and support to so many, she continued. As we enter the holiday season, it's important to give thanks for the selfless sacrifices that so many across our state make for others. And I look forward to seeing all the great work these organizations will continue to do in the months and years to come, she added. Organizations include Bardo Family Resources, Cartersville, Georgia; Beacon of Hope, Johns Creek, Georgia; Catoosa County Stocking Full of Love, Ringgold, Georgia; Covenant Care Adoptions, Macon, Georgia; Dreamweavers Foster Care, Alpharetta, Georgia; Family Connections/Communities in Schools of Berrien County Incorporated, Nashville, Georgia; Georgia Junior Livestock Foundation, Winder, Georgia; Must Ministries, Marietta, Georgia; Obria Medical Clinic, Lawrenceville, Georgia; Stewart Community Home, Columbus, Georgia. Similarly, Loeffler donated her first, second, and third quarter salaries to charities and nonprofits, including but not limited to the Georgia Council on Substance Abuse, U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Foundation, Athens Pregnancy Center, Clinch Memorial Hospital, Georgia National Guard Family Support Foundation, Healing for Heroes, and the Boys and Girls Club of Lanier. Loeffler's opponent, Reverend Warnock, a black theologian, is a controversial figure who has a well-documented history of radical views. Warnock has said that his approval of abortion is consistent with my view as a Christian minister and has called for the creation of a militant church. His mentor, Dr. James Cone, reportedly called for the destruction of everything white. During last week's appearance on America's Newsroom, Loeffler warned that so much is at stake in these runoffs. "We're the firewall against socialism in this country," Loeffler said, referring to Senator David Perdue's RGA runoff against John Ossoff as well. Republicans would no longer hold the majority in the Senate if both Loeffler and Perdue lose their respective runoffs. Failed Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams announced that more than 750,000 Georgians have requested their ballots ahead of the January 5 runoff.